Well, this is the hour. We're going to take your phone calls with Suzanne Ross, your paranormal questions and stories when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Suzanne Ross with us, her website, SuzanneRossWellness.com. Tell us about some of the hosting of your conferences and retreats in Sedona.
After I moved here to Sedona, I felt really inspired to have events and retreats. It really started out with smaller retreats, and I would have goddess retreats, and we would do goddess-type ceremony and ritual. And then I expanded. I was interviewing a lot of people at the time for my show, Lighten Up TV, on Voice America TV. And so I started to have those guests fly into Sedona and have conferences at the Creative Life Center. And I just love gathering people and talking about all of my favorite topics, paranormal, supernatural, consciousness, awakening, ascension. And then it morphed into adding tours, and I started doing celebrity tours as part of my events.
Suzanne, you mentioned before the break ghosts and angels. Give me your thoughts on both of those. What are they?
I feel that ghosts are spirits who have been trapped here because they were unable to fully take their consciousness with them. Maybe they had a tragic death, and they don't realize that they're no longer here, and so they stay sort of embodied in their spirit. I think angels are from what we might call the angelic realm, and their job is to bless us as guardians, protectors, and companions and guides.
Let's take some calls here. Let's go to Joe in Monterey, California to get us started. Hello, Joseph.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, George.
Sure thing.
I double parked my UFO, so I have to check to see if I don't get any tickets. I've been doing this work for a long time, and I am familiar with different forms of possession. I'm a healer, and I know the different extraterrestrials, the races. There's a law of non-interference, and they're not allowed to interfere with mankind. They're not allowed to take over our body. That's breaking the law. In fact, that's criminal, actually. It's a spiritual law throughout the galaxy, throughout the universe. The Palladians do break that law quite a bit, and they're notorious for taking over people and starting movements and cults and stuff. Not all of them, of course. There are some Palladians that are policing their own kind to stop them. They're criminals. That's criminal activity. They refer to them as demonic, the interdimensional, and they can be very powerful. There's a form of possession that ETs do. It's not like the usual possession, like lost souls and stuff, and demons and stuff. They use technology, and they put cords on the back of people's heads in the neck area, and they take over people. They give them experiences, artificial experiences, and they add to these cords. These cords can be removed. We don't involve ourselves with extraterrestrials, with angels and guides. They're here. They are supposed to protect us. But if we ask for certain experience, we might get that. And if we don't know what those experiences entail, we could be over our heads, in fact, corded up the yin-yang.
Be careful what you wish for, right, Joe?
Oh, very, very. It's worse than playing with a Ouija board. Much worse. And we go into these different experiences through the New Age movement, which is rife with a lot of extraterrestrial involvement and demonic involvement, and it's unknown to the people that are in the New Age movement mostly. The New Age movement, it's a beautiful movement. It's great concepts, wonderful. They are seekers. They are seekers after truth. But the other side, when you cross that barrier, when you go through past that veil, you don't know what's on the other side. That's why angels are there to protect us, and our guides are always on our side. I don't deal with too much extraterrestrials because there aren't too many that would assist mankind. I do work with them, yes, of course, because they are some positive ones, and they do know the plight of mankind, and we're not supposed to be used as a lab rat. And having children, Space Brothers, that's New Age movement brainwashing, actually, and that's Palladian and other extraterrestrial groups. And Coast to Coast has a lot of different people coming on. They say, well, I had a wonderful experience. No, you're a poster child. You're being used and promoted. And you're going to promote the negative aspects of these ETs. They're not allowed to do this.
Let's get Susan's reaction to some of that. Do you think these ETs are that negative, Suzanne?
There could possibly be negative ETs. My experience has always been very positive.
You don't think they're tricking you?
I developed the ability to see interdimensionally and having real experiences with being downloaded with very advanced, sophisticated knowledge that I was never formally taught or read about. And so, similar to my father, who became a genius after his experience, I believe that these beings are upgrading us for important missions here on Earth that benefit humanity in beautiful ways.
You don't think, though, that there's some kind of nefarious program going on?
There could be. It's just not in my experience.
Let's go to Las Cruces, New Mexico. Din's with us. Welcome to the program. Hi, Din.
Well, it's Don, but that's fine.
Okay.
My question was, the free energy beings, did you get their names and where they were from?
Suzanne, did you hear that?
Yes. No, these Arcturian beings who visited me in my missing time experience were revealed to me through a psychic here in Sedona, who's a well-known author and Akashic librarian, but the names of these beings weren't revealed, just that they were from the star Arcturus.
And explain that a little bit more.
So after that experience, I had no recall of what took place during that missing time. And so I went to my friend, Amanda Romania, who is a psychic here in Sedona, and she revealed to me that what had happened is these Arcturians had landed in our yard in an invisibility shield and taken us aboard their craft and then up to a larger mothership where we were downloaded with advanced wisdom, knowledge, technologies to be revealed over time. And then it was shortly after that that I did start downloading this advanced knowledge and wisdom about multidimensionality and DNA and merging people with higher dimensional selves to ignite dormant DNA, and was shown many, many things about the universe, parallel realities, virtual reality, and how the true nature of reality works.
We take text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Suzanne?
This one from John in Pismo Beach, California. He says, please have your guest discuss why some people feel the need to use source and some use God when they mean the same things.
Source and God. Does that ever come across something like that, Suzanne?
It could just be the difference between, you know, a religious reference and referencing the source of all that is. I just allow people to call it whatever they wish, right? But I'm sure it's one and the same.
As long as it works for them, right?
Right.
That's the important thing. The we talked a little bit about ghosts, didn't jump into angels as much. What do you think angels are?
I think that angels have a specific purpose, that they are in a higher angelic realm. They vibrate as energetic beings, and I believe that they are assigned souls, that each and every one of us has a guardian angel or two that are responsible for taking care of us while we're here, watching over us, maybe protecting us. I had a car accident when I was in my early 20s. My car flipped three times. I was thrown out,
Jeez.
Landed in the center divider. And I experienced a very large man with his hand holding me down, saying I couldn't sit up, and later understood that I had a burst fracture in my lumbar vertebrae, and had I sat up, I would have been paralyzed. I think that was my guardian angel.
It might have been. It might have been. Next up, let's go to Kathy in Lacey, Washington. Hi, Kath. Go ahead.
Hi. It's really a pleasure to talk to Suzanne.
Hi.
I would really love to talk to her some more, but, you know, I've had experiences with ghosts in my past, and I had to ask my angels to never hear any of them anymore, and I never have. I've seen earthbounds that are not allowed to talk to me, and it's very interesting. I have a friend who also has these experiences or had experiences with UFOs and losing time, and my friend it drinks too much, and anyway, I would like to know more about how to help a person to stop doing that.
You get involved in that at all, Suze?
I'm not quite sure what she is asking.
She's got a friend who drinks too much, and she wants a new awakening for the friend.
Oh, okay. Well, I can tell you that for me, actually, AA worked very well. The 12-step program there talks about a higher power, and you have a group of people who have had similar experiences, and you realize they're doctors and lawyers, and, you know, it makes you feel like, yes, you know, other people can have these, you know, can have a situation in life that brings you into a dark downward spiral, but the support of the group helps, you know, you to climb out of that. And I just like the activities that they guide you through, and the program was very successful for me. And because they mention a higher power, I think that it makes many people look to a higher power and start considering that there may actually be a higher power, and many people do step on either a religious or spiritual path as a result.
You've dealt with some past Coast to Coast guests like Andrew Collins, and you're planning an event with Jim Peniston from the Rendlesham Forest story.
Yeah, George, it's because we have the Turkey Creek site here in Sedona, and so you're aware of the 7 key coordinate sites that were revealed in the Rendlesham Forest binary code download, and one of those sites is right here in Sedona. So I had Andrew Collins come out. I flew him out from the UK, and I took about 25 people, and he led us out to that spot. We took GPS equipment, and we found the spot, and then there he guided a visualization linking us in to the other 6 coordinate sites, and we have it all on film, and it's on my TV network, SciSpy.tv, on his show, Megalithic TV, and you can see all the video of the whole experience. But then I contacted Jim Peniston, and he was like, no, I'll take you to where the site is. And I thought that was great because he's the one who actually touched the craft and had the download. So I'm looking forward to him coming in the fall.
Can you feel the spirituality out that way?
Big time. Oh, yeah.
Constantly?
You been to Sedona, George?
No, I have not.
Well, come on down to Sedona.
I have not. I mean, it must be just glowing out there.
It is. It is. It's palpable. I mean, I take people out on spiritual journeys on a very regular basis here, and almost everyone says this energy is palpable, and it's so elevating and uplifting.
Let's go to first-time caller Griffin in California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Griffin.
Hi, George. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So I was hoping to talk to Suzanne about her experience with losing time. I too lost time, and I was it was when I was camping. I was younger, 16, with good friends, and it was in Northern California. It was on the Walker River, and there was a glacier, like a I don't know what to call it, but left over from a glacier. It was like a large mountain of small rocks. And we, a friend of mine and I climbed this mountain, and when we got to the top, it was really quite a mountain, and it was a lot bigger than you thought it was. And when we got to the top, we were surrounded by a bright light, and then next thing we knew, it was dark, and we lost 5 hours.
Wow.
That's a long time.
We don't remember it at all. We don't remember one single thing about it. The funny thing was, is like from that moment on, the friend of mine, he changed paths, you know, dramatically. Mm-hmm. He became he went down the astronomer path and is followed and really studied that and got a PhD and is now a, you know, pretty well-known astrologer. And, you know, works in academia and just did like a 180 from that point on and really kind of changed his whole life path. I don't think I changed my life path at all. And I'm, you know, in listening to the show tonight, and I listen every night, by the way.
Thanks.
In listening to the show tonight, you know, Suzanne said that, you know, she kind of got these abilities and ideas and information that she, you know, doesn't kind of can't really track and didn't read through books. And so I'm wondering when might that happen with me?
And will it happen to him, Suzanne?
Well, I would like to suggest that you go to my website and contact me, and I can do a session with you, and we can peer into your subconscious mind and maybe tune into your eternal soul and see what may have happened in that situation.
So through your website, you can get emails and things like that?
Absolutely. My email is Suzanne@SuzanneRossWellness.com, but there is a contact form on my website as well.
All right, super. Lots of strange things are happening to people. Thanks, Griffin. Appreciate that, by the way. And definitely follow through on that.
You had a missing time experience, George?
No, I don't remember.
That's the key, right?
How many people do you think have had missing time?
Probably more than no, right? And there's also missing time at night, right? So you really wouldn't know. And I think a lot of people go on nighttime journeys, and a sign of that is waking up exhausted.
I have had weird things happen driving where I'll go from point A to point B, and I don't remember how I got there from A to B. All I know is I'm there. You know, maybe it's self-hypnosis when you're on a freeway or something.
Right. But, you know, Yvonne Smith, she talks about how you can be taken while driving and put closer to your destination. And I've had that experience, too, on a drive to Contact in the Desert, where me and my friend got from Phoenix to Palm Springs in, like, 3 hours, and that's impossible. And we really felt like that may have happened. And then we went to see Yvonne Smith speak, and she said that exact thing.
Yeah, she's good. I like her.
Me too.
I like it. Contact's going to be by Zoom this year. Yeah,
right.
The end of Zoom. The end of June. June Zoom.
I'll miss seeing everybody in person, but
maybe next year. We're going to come back in a moment here with Suzanne Ross and take final phone calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, Ellie Marzulli joins us to talk about giants, and then later on, the alien hunter Daryl Sims joins us, so it should be a fascinating program. We're going to come back and take final calls with Suzanne Ross right now as we talk about new spiritual awakening. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, our final segment with Suzanne Ross as we talk about awakening. Suzanne, have you ever played with a Ouija board?
I haven't.
Smart.
Right. I don't want to draw on any unwanted energy.
Is that why you have not dabbled with it?
I haven't, no.
I mean, is there a specific reason why not?
No, I mean, I never intended to call upon spirits. It just happened organically. And even now, I do past life regressions. I do spiritual counseling. I have made a conscious choice not to be a medium and contact the dead. Although once in a while, a past loved one will show up spontaneously in a session. But
well, why have you decided not to contact them? Is there a reason?
Yeah, I just didn't feel called to that. I feel more called to tune into someone's soul and go on soul journeys, reveal past lives, reveal who they're being in higher dimensions and realms, and offer spiritual counseling.
You're not scared to deal with the other side, are you?
Well, there could be some of that. You know, I don't want to invite any unwanted energies, but at the same time, I just don't really feel called to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And is there a big difference between your two books, Rise Up and Wake Up?
Yeah, Wake Up is for the mind. It's a workshop, and it's all about balancing karma you may have created in this or past lives. It's about reflecting on the most transformational experiences of your life so you can let go of negative attachments but embrace the positive memories. And it's practical spirituality, balancing ego and spirit. And Rise Up is much more deeply metaphysical, where we really explore cosmologies of how creation came into being through sacred geometry and quantum physics. We explore consciousness and the power of intention, and also we go to sacred sites around the world like the Egyptian pyramids and the Mayan pyramids, and on the way we explore their beliefs about different cosmologies and their ceremonial practices like the Egyptian mystery schools and how the Mayans were masters of time, and we even visit the Dogon tribes of Africa.
Oh, that's exciting.
Their cosmology, yeah.
The binary star system, how would they know about that unless they were told, huh?
Right, and string theory. I mean, really, what they describe is very similar to string theory, and they say they were taught by their star ancestors.
Exactly, exactly. Well, before we go to final calls, Tom has a text or tweet for you. What do you have, Tommy?
Well, this one in from Sherry in Weslaco, Texas. Please have Suzanne talk about the Akashic Records.
Are you aware of the Akashic Records, Suzanne?
Yes, and so I believe this is what I am accessing when I do past life regressions. I take people into a light hypnotic trance, and in that trance space, we access the Akashic Records, and my client reveals to me who they are being, where they have found themselves, and what they are doing. And I believe it's very effective in understanding more about who they are in this life.
Let's go to the phones. Boyd is with us, truck driving in Wisconsin, east of the Rockies. Hi, Boyd.
Hi. How are you, sir? I mean, I'm a little nervous.
You're great.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I do. And thanks for driving and keeping America going, Boyd.
You're welcome. I've been an overnighter for a very long time, 30 years.
I love it.
I have to tell you, I have awoken, if you can understand that. In the last 3 years, there's so many beautiful things that we can see and hear. I don't care too much to read, but I love to listen. So I'm getting all these messages. I am fortunate enough to be able to have been able to take care of my mother and father-in-law in their elderly age. And I'm taking care of my father-in-law now. He's 93, World War II veteran, submarine engineer.
Oh, my God.
And
great.
Just a beautiful man, a beautiful soul, a preacher, a traveler. He used to ride trains across the country, but so many things. But my mother-in-law passed away about 2 years ago. And I've been staying down at her house, taking care of him. And the other day, I woke up at odd sleeping hours. But I woke up with the feeling of people's hands on my body. And my mother-in-law was kissing me on my cheek. It was a very soft cheek. And I was filled with all these beautiful emotions. And I woke up, and I walked to the front room, and I talked to my father-in-law and was telling him what was going on. Do you guys feel anything? I stepped over to his Bible and opened it up to a poem that he'd written his sister that had passed early. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful poem. And he was crying. I was crying. And I get emotional because I'm awake. I'm an old, I'm 53 years old. I'm a new soul. As soon as I hear in you so many people around you that love you speak. I hear that. And George, I love you. I've been listening to you forever.
Well, thank you, Boyd.
Say it. I know you're very welcome. And I don't know if I can convey this enough, but there's so many beautiful spirits around this man that loved him. And I'm visited every day. He's starting to go downhill pretty rapidly now. His motor skills and everything are basically
well.
Gone.
At least you seems to be giving him the quality of life he needs. But you can feel that Boyd has had an awakening, Suzanne, can't you?
Absolutely. And now is attracting that spiritual energy. And also, I can see that it's a very beautiful experience for him. So I'm sure there's some angels and archangels involved.
And a World War II Navy guy that your father-in-law was. That's pretty darn good,
yeah,
to be sure. Thank you, Boyd. I'd appreciate it. Let's take a few more calls here. The clock is ticking, ticking, ticking. CJ's with us in New Hampshire. Hi, CJ. Welcome to the program.
Hi, George, and hi, Susanna. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, absolutely.
Hi, I appreciate it. Thank you. So mine is not quite as exciting as a story as what I've been hearing. But because, Susanna, you mentioned something similar where you had felt the presence of someone who had passed.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you said it was your father-in-law?
My mother-in-law. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
thanks. Well, this is really odd. The night that my father was passing away in the hospital, I brought my two children over to my parents' home. No one else was there. But when we arrived, even my young children and I, we felt my father's presence there. Even though he wasn't yet passed, we felt it. And it felt like he was giving us a hug.
Mm.
And it just felt like he was welcoming us into the home. And, you know, my daughter at the time, she was only around 9. And she felt, you know, she felt this as well. And when I asked my even younger son, he also, you know, had felt it. And I don't know, it was just kind of like a bilocation, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, although I've had some other paranormal experiences, I haven't ever felt anything like that. But I really feel like it was his last goodbye to me because he passed later that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't live near him, so I think he so wanted to see us before he passed because we live in another state. And I don't know, I just figured I'd mention it just kind of, you know, kind of just as another example, you know, of when people, you know, can reach us from the other side or even, you know, maybe the whole, just the sense of their spirit being with you, even though the body isn't.
Yes, I think when people are passing, they go in and out of consciousness, and during that time that their soul can travel. When my father was passing, I had a similar experience, and he was still technically alive, but he came to visit me and my mom at the house, and we both became very aware when he showed up in her bedroom, and the dog stood up on the end of the bed with all of his hair up, and I just looked at my mom, and I said, "It's just Dad. He just came to check on us and make sure we were okay."
Is it unfinished business, Suzanne, that has them come back?
Yes, I would say. That's exactly one of the reasons that they would come back to contact the people they left behind if there's unfinished business between them and their loved ones.
Next up, let's go to Daniel in Bozeman, Montana. Hi, Daniel.
Hi. Someone said that you would put this one $0.9 trillion bailout into dollar bills, it'd stack well over a mile high. I started thinking of receiving $1 bill in one hand, one after another, and on the other hand, I was receiving money I really deserve and really earned. Do you think this real money from the real economy has smothered has been smothered by the $1 trillion that has come down from the smoke and mirrors of the artificial bailouts?
Well, that's an interesting question, Daniel. Bring that up during open lines if you can, whenever we have those, and we'll jump into that. But stimulus bill has helped a lot of people. There's a lot of people out there without a lot of money, Suzanne, and they need help. You know it?
Yeah, I'm glad to see that that's happening for people, especially who lost their jobs during last year's pandemic.
Absolutely. Kenny in Belleville, Illinois is with us. Hello, Kenny.
Yeah, hello.
Hi there.
I had a question and an experience.
Okay.
Has she ever seen Jesus and talked to Jesus?
All right. Have you ever had a spiritual awakening with Jesus, Suzanne?
I have not had a direct experience like that where I saw Jesus, but I can tell you at a time when I started to do channeling that I felt as if Jesus in the form of Lord Sananda was coming through me during this time when I started to do channeling. I would become aware of the personality who was channeling through me, and that was Saint Germain, Lord Sananda, as Jesus Christ, Magdalene, and different personalities until ultimately I just started channeling Source.
Interesting take. Okay, Kenny, what's your story?
Experience. I actually seen him and talked to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's magnificent.
And what happened was, I was meditating in prayer for 2.5 weeks. I tested him. You're allowed to test Jesus 3 times. And I was going to do something. He didn't show up. I prayed and show up. Show me you're real. Show up. On the 13th day, about 2:30 in the morning, I was sleeping and I heard in my head, wake up and turn over. And I did. And he was in my room, and he said to me, it was telepathically, it was instantaneously talking in the mind. We didn't talk out loud, and he read my mind, and I read his mind instantaneously, and he said, what do you want? And I said, I want truth and knowledge. And he then said to me, okay, he said, I'm going to give you a test. And he gave me a 2-question test. He said, where and when will I come back? And it's in the Bible. And it says nobody knows, and nobody in the world knows, you know.
You don't know the time and place, yeah.
It's in Luke and John. The one is when is there's a verse that says, look for me early in the morning.
Well, let me ask you this, Suzanne, with the awakening that Kenny had, how many people have those kinds of experiences?
I think many people, especially at times when they're with past loved ones or they have a traumatic experience and need assistance, like she's saying, you know, maybe when you're feeling ill and Jesus comes as a blessing to offer you a message and a healing.
Where do people get your books?
SuzanneRossWellness.com.
How can they watch your TV shows?
Go to scispy.tv, SCISPI.TV.
How long have you been doing that?
About 3 years. I had a premonition about a new genre, sci-spy, merging science and spirituality.
Where do you videotape?
So I have hosts who host shows, and they create video content for their shows.
Is this your network?
It is.
You created it?
I did.
Good for you.
Thanks, George.
Pretty magical. All right, Suzanne, thank you for your spirituality. If we ever get to Sedona, we'll look you up, okay?
And thanks so much for having me on your show, George. It's truly been an amazing experience.
You did a great job for us, and very enlightening, to be sure. And past life regression hypnotherapy, that'll tell you a lot of things, too. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Alex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Borrows, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.